Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Monday, January 28th, 2013. It is 20 minutes after 8 in the morning. I'm having breakfast and the morning went off without a hitch. I got my daughter to school fairly unscathed. That is me, not my daughter. She didn't give me such a hard time this morning. Just a little bit, but you know, not enough to even mention it, really. If I sound a little bit strange, it's because I'm recording this on my ThinkPad notebook computer, and I'm ecstatic, absolutely ecstatic. Yesterday, I was doing some work, and in fact, I had spoken to a friend of mine for a good hour yesterday morning, and he told me that his brother had purchased a Microsoft Surface tablet recently. And we were talking about it because I was mentioning to him how I was maybe looking for some kind of tablet to do. Well, that's just the point. An iPad isn't, believe it or not, isn't good enough for me because oftentimes if I'm going to a client's and we're exchanging files or I'm going over there to check, sketch an idea for something. And then what happens is, great, I have the sketch and, you know, I could go back home and then email it to him or something like that, or email it to him when I'm there. Sometimes I don't have internet access. Sometimes they want me to put it on a USB key. And I was saying to myself, you know, this is not conducive. I mean, I'm not really, you know, I'm not going to get the full benefit of having the full flexibility with an iPad. So then I started thinking, what are my other options? Basically, the biggest option would be being able to expand the memory for storage, and ideally being able to plug in a USB, perhaps just a USB drive, or maybe if I need to, some kind of peripheral. And then it started occurring to me that maybe I should be looking at an Android tablet. Many of them have a USB connector, but not all of them will run the software that I need. Again, I'm thinking long-term, not short-term. And although probably an Android tablet would fulfill my needs to 95%, it's that 5% that's sort of nagging me in the back of my mind. Then I thought to myself, okay, what if I get some kind of very light computer? But I like the idea of a tablet. I like the idea of being able to put it on a table and taking notes or sketching something out, even just an idea, or doing brainstorming and mind maps, that kind of thing. And that's when I started talking to my friend, and he suggested I look at the Microsoft Surface, which I did. And at around $700 and some odd, if you get the touch cover, because there's different types of keyboards that come with the Surface. There's two, I think. There's two covers that integrate a keyboard. One of them, I think, is flat, and the other one has a more traditional style keyboard if I'm going to be doing lots of typing. And even that price was rather steep, or I found. And then I remembered that way back in the early 2000s, Hewlett-Packard came out with something called the TC-1000 and the TC-1100. And in fact, I've seen a few of them on eBay for around $90. And it is a tablet, convertible tablet computer. So it's either a slate, or what they call a tablet. It's about 10 inches, so it's about the size of an iPad. Runs Windows XP Tablet Edition and has a detachable keyboard. So if I know I'm going to go and meet somebody for coffee just down the street and I just want to bring the tablet just to be able to discuss something with him or her and just take notes, or bring a keyboard for more extensive note-taking, I can. The battery lasts a couple of hours at most, which is fine for me, for what I need. There's plenty of parts on eBay for reasonable prices. Battery goes for about $30. Hard drives by the ton, because it's got a regular 3.5 inch hard drive, just a regular IDE hard drive. It's got a 1 gigahertz processor, not the fastest thing in the world, but again, it would basically replace my Android tablet, which at this point is almost dead in the water because of all the changes they've made recently to some of the apps like YouTube. Now it's asking me to install Google Play services, and it attempts to install it and then fails. But this gets me very quickly back to my Lenovo ThinkPad, my T61, my beloved T61. I bought it less than a year ago, I think. And I just love this thing. It's built like a tank. And it runs really well. It's pretty fast. It's got a dual core. It's got plenty of room on the hard drive. It's got, I think now it's got 4 gigs of memory. Windows 7 runs really, really well on it. I'm really happy with that. And last night, by a sheer coincidence, I was doing some research on another topic and remembered that the SD reader, the SD card reader on this ThinkPad wasn't working. And I've been trying like crazy to get it to work. And I came across a forum entry in a rather obscure internet site that talked about enabling the SD card reader in the BIOS. I had not thought about that, even though a few days ago I had audio booed that I had helped a client re-enable something in the BIOS on their server. I had not thought of looking in the BIOS settings for the SD card reader in this particular machine. I could kick myself now because I went in, I restarted the machine, went into the BIOS settings, sure enough, found it, and the SD card reader was disabled. So I re-enabled it, saved it, started up the machine, waited with anticipation, took my SD card out of my H4, plugged it in, and it read it. I am ecstatic. I know it's a simple thing, but believe me, when I bought this machine, it was perfect. Everything on it works, except for the SD card reader. And I was like, oh, could that not have worked? And it was under guarantee, and I never brought it back because I figured, okay, everything else works fine. I'll just buy an SD card reader. It's not a big deal, right? But now that it actually works, this is great because I don't need to bring anything. I can just slip this into my briefcase, and if I have to go somewhere and take a picture with my camera and then put the SD card in my notebook and then fire it off on Google Plus or fire it off to my client for something or whatever, I can do it. And, you know, it's just such a relief. It really, really is. It's a small thing, but, you know, it's these small things sometimes that nag us. So what am I going to do about this tablet idea? Well, I'm really thinking of looking at the TC1100. I've seen some, and for about $130, I can get a full-fledged computer with two USB drives. Okay, they're USB 1.1, I think. I'll have to look at the specs. I really don't care. I'm not looking for a powerhouse. I'm just looking for a tablet-type solution that I don't mind buying used. In fact, I love buying used. I've mentioned this on Audio Boom many, many times. And to be able to have a tablet that I can actually run everything else on it, including utilities, that's wonderful. It's brilliant, and that's really that's where I'm heading. So I just thought I'd update my Audio Boo with that, and hoping everyone has a wonderful day. And there was one more thing, and I can't seem to remember. Oh, yes, quickly. I want to thank Phil, Daylight Gambler, for his responding to me on Google Plus about the Evernote add-in for Firefox for Gmail. It does work in Google Chrome. Thank you, Phil. Okay, goodbye, everyone.